Good evening, everyone. Welcome to your
radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Here's to Your Health with Dr. Doris Moton Sproul, where your health is her business. Here's Dr. Doris Moton Sproul.
Hi, Jennifer. We had technical difficulties, but I am on now in the event you want to call. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. I am so sorry. We had technical difficulties a little earlier, but you know how that sort of thing is. So at this time, I'd just like to welcome you all on this evening. I have a very special guest that's going to be on with me tonight, and she's going to tell you about her upcoming class that she has. And she's a yoga instructor. In fact, her name is Jennifer Drake, and she's going to be with us tonight. I had planned to have her on the first half of the show, but, you know, stuff happens, okay? We just have to learn how to roll with the punches. So with that being said, I'd just like to take the opportunity to let you all know that we're not able to make it out to the genetically engineering labeling seminar that we had at the Ferndale Library last week. You really missed it. So with that being said, I just want to let you guys know that we're going to have another meeting. We're going to have another seminar. So stay tuned, and I'll give you all the details. All details are forthcoming, okay? Dates and times are to be announced. So with that being said, I see my guest has entered the studio, and like I said, her name is Jennifer Drake, and she's a yoga instructor. She's not going to really get into the nuts and bolts of yoga tonight, but this is why I wanted her to come on. She's got an upcoming class, and for those of us that's in the Garden City, Dearborn Heights, Dearborn, Inkster, Westland, Patton area, I just wanted her to tell you about the class. Also, I have a 15-minute presentation. I got my hands on that wonderful audio CD by Dr. Richard DuBois. It's called The Whole Truth, and it is awesome. And I'd really like to share that with you tonight. So without any further ado, I'm going to go to my guest and just welcome her tonight. Welcome, Jennifer. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was just telling my guests you're not gonna really get into what yoga is all about and all that. But I want you to share with my listening audience who you are, what you do, and about that class that you've got coming up on the 9th of this month.
Okay. Well, my name is Jennifer Drake, and I work at the Garden City Family Resource Center. We have quite a few different programs we run there, but I'm in charge of the wellness program, and most of what I do is actually financial wellness, but I also happen to be a yoga instructor, which is another one of my passions. So I have a yoga class going on Monday night, and we're starting up a new session this coming Monday, July 9th, from 5 to 6 p.m., and let's see, there's a lot of different age range that come to my class. So I know some people say, well, what if I'm too old or what if I'm too inflexible? And I always tell them, you're never too old or too inflexible to try yoga, because with yoga, you want to start with where you are and improve that. You don't want to try to compete or be, you know, some ideal that is unattainable. You just want to start with where you are. So wherever that is totally fine.
Okay. So how do they get in touch with you if they're interested in this class? What's the cost of the class, and how do they get in touch with you and stuff like that?
Okay, well, I'll give you my number at the office. It's 734-793-1860. That's the Garden City Family Resource Office, and you can ask for Jennifer Drake. Or you can just show up at the Maplewood Community Center. I would say at least 10 minutes before 5 on the night, so you can fill out a registration form. And the class is, it's $2 for drop-in, or if you want to pay for all 8 weeks, it's $14.
Okay. And I'd like to let you guys know also that if you want to get the registration form before you go so you can have it all filled out when you go, just give me a call and or shoot me an email at the letter ybpo411@yahoo.com, and I'll email you a copy of that registration so that you can have it already prepared when you go. And so now the class is, once again, the night that the class is held on?
July 9th. It's Mondays. We're going to go straight through till August 27th, Mondays at 5.
That is so awesome. In fact, I had intended to be in that class. I went to the doctor today because I had a fall on yesterday. I was walking. And I fell, on my left wrist, and it just kept hurting so bad. I went to the doctor, and I found out that I fractured it.
Oh, so, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear.
Yeah, you're sorry to hear it. We've been waiting for this class. Some of my listening audience on tonight, we've been waiting for a Monday night class, but you guys don't, you know, still go. I'm going to join as soon as I can, but I want you guys to take advantage of this. So how long have you been doing yoga, Jennifer?
Oh, I started my first official class as a student in 1997, and I did my teacher training, 2005, I think. But it's been quite a journey. It's been really interesting.
I'm sure it has. From the classes that I've taken, my daughter in California, she's very much into yoga. In fact, she does the, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Bikram.
Oh, Bikrams, yeah.
Yeah, okay, she does that. And she tried to get me in a class, but I met a lady that said, no, I didn't start there if I was you. when she told me all about it, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I did not start there, you know. So, yeah, well, I'm so happy you could be with me tonight and to let everybody know about your upcoming class. And I want you to come back and again in the very near future and kind of educate us on yoga, because, you know, we hear so many different things about it. And, you know, that and when I took my first few classes, I found out that it's nothing like I thought it was. It was so relaxing. It was awesome. So maybe you can come back in the very near future and you know, share some, enlighten us concerning yoga.
That would be great. I'd love that.
Okay. Well, before you go, I want you to give your number, the number again where you can be contacted for this upcoming class, July the 9th, and where, the address and everything before you go.
Okay. My number again is 734-793-1860. That's the Family Resource Center. And the address for the building is 31735 Maplewood. It's near the cross streets of Ford and Merriman. If you've never been to the building before, what you want to do is go north on Merriman past Ford and turn left onto Balmoral, one block south of Maplewood, and park in the Balmoral parking lot because the other doors in the building are locked. So you'll come in the doors there, and there's an info desk, and they'll point you in the right direction.
Great. That's fantastic. And it's $2 per class or
14 for the 8 weeks.
Okay.
Great.
Well, thank you so very much, and I'm so sorry I had difficulty at the beginning of the show, but I'm still glad we were able to get you on.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, and come back and be with us again soon, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, like I said, I have this CD, and it's by Dr. Richard E. Du Bois. He's an MD. And I want to share some of this with you because it is very informative, and I have been trying for the longest to get this CD, and I was able to. So what I want you to do is get a pencil and a paper, because you are really going to enjoy this. So I'm going to give you a little time to get your pencil and paper, because you're going to want to hear what this gentleman has to say. I mean, this doctor is, this is out cold. And I really want you guys to kind of take notes. And he's talking about just how important it is to eat your fruits and vegetables, to take your fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. So I want you to listen to this, okay? So now, here we go. I'm going to try to get this set up. Bear with me. I don't want to have any more problems, So okay, at this time, I'm going to try to set it up. So here we go. Okay. Uno momento, por favor. Okay. Here we go.
La siguiente es una traducción al español de Toda la Verdad en 15 minutos.
Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Fain. I'm a family physician and chief of staff at Columbia East Ridge Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and have been practicing here since 1983. My patients are asking me more and more whether they need to take vitamins or some kind of nutritional supplement. The research is conflicting. The facts do seem unclear. It even seemed that way to me until I heard a colleague of mine, Dr. Rick Du Bois of Atlanta, talk about all the research that's out there and put it in perspective. His talk showed me that there really is a consistent strain throughout all this seemingly contradictory research, that there really is a right answer to the question. I'd like you to listen for a few minutes to the same talk that I heard Dr. Du Bois give. It changed my whole perspective on the best way to help my patients improve their health.
He has been a physician since the 1960s. 1963, board certified in internal medicine and infectious diseases, and in fact probably is one of the leading authorities in the area of infectious diseases in the United States. He is former president of the Georgia Society of Internal Medicine, the Infectious Disease Society of Georgia, and the Medical Association of Atlanta. He has been published 2 years in a row in the publication called Best Doctors in America, and I think most notably, he is called upon by other doctors when they are facing health problems and health challenges. This is the man they want to take care of them. So it's a great treat for me to welcome the doctor's doctor, Dr. Richard Du Bois.
Thanks very much, Dick. It's really good to be here, and I appreciate the hospitality. It's going to be exciting as physicians learn more about nutrition and get involved with nutrition and in prevention of disease. In the past, the only thing they could say about preventing disease was exercise and don't smoke. And more are getting into understanding that prevention really is nutrition and proper nutrition and the balance of nutrition. And it really is a change in my career as I get into what I've been doing for the last 17 years, which is taking care of people with HIV and AIDS, knowing the nutritional value of fruits and vegetables and how we have been behind in our recommendations. And part of this is because it just wasn't there. Doctors like to deal in science, and we didn't have the science. What has happened now, as things like HIV come along and cancer, we're getting down to the molecular basis of what's going on. And the science that is developing is allowing us to understand the molecular basis of nutrition. Dr. Bruce Ames is a molecular biologist. He has taken cancer research out of the monkey laboratory and put it into the test tubes. He's done cellular research, molecular biology, and it has really revolutionized what we do. And it's possible he'll win a Nobel Prize. Dr. Bruce Ames says you might just as well stand unprotected in front of an X-ray machine as to not get enough fruits and vegetables. The poster, 30 beautiful fruits and vegetables. That's an American Cancer Society poster. You see what it says? It says reduce your risk. What it's saying is prevent cancer. The risk is double and most of the time triple for getting cancer if you are in the lowest percentile of the ingestion of fruits and vegetables. Over 172 studies, good studies, show that fruits and vegetables will prevent cancer. Now notice the shift of emphasis. Those of you that go back to the 50s remember the American Cancer Society just started and they talked about the 7 early warning signs of cancer. What were they talking about? Early detection of cancer. The American Cancer Society is overwhelmed enough with the ability of fruits and vegetables to say, we can do better than early detection of cancer. We can prevent cancer. And all it takes is the proper nutrition to reduce it by at least a third. In 1971, the National Cancer Act was funded, and the next 25 years, there were $30 billion spent on early detection and developing new treatments. And John Dale in New England Journal said, we lost the war. We have not impacted death rates from cancer. 1,500 Americans die every day from cancer. And yet we know that if we have given levels of these micronutrients in the blood, those levels of alpha-tocopherol, beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, we reduce the risk of cancer. So they said, well, let's take advantage of that. Let's give people some vitamins. So they took 29,000 people who lived in Finland, divided them into three groups. One group was placebo, one group got vitamin E, one group got beta-carotene. They said, let's look at this for 10 years. They had to stop the study at 8 years because there were more deaths in those groups. They used vitamin E and beta-carotene supplements than there were in the placebo group. They did the same thing with asbestos workers who are quite likely to get cancer of the lung. The same result. The Harvard Physician Study Group, 22,000 doctors, they said, let's give them vitamin E and beta-carotene and see what happens. After 10 years, there was no improvement in the rates of cancer or the rates of heart attack in those groups of people. Now, why is that happening? Why does it make sense? If you have these levels in your blood, you don't get cancer, you don't get stroke, you don't get heart attacks. And yet, if you take these supplements, vitamin E specifically and beta-carotene, not only does it not protect you, it may even do more harm than good. The answer is the balance. The answer is the whole food. The fruits and vegetables is the mandatory source of these things. You can't take them as supplements. It's the same thing as if you have a football team, you take the quarterback and you put him out there without an offensive line. You're not going to win any games. If you take vitamin E and you don't take everything else along with it, you're not going to win many games. If you have an orchestra and you've got a French horn that's playing too loud, you're not going to have good music. This body is a survival machine. You put into it what it needs, it's going to make use of it, and it will do what it needs to do with it. Don't try to outsmart it by saying you need more vitamin C or you need more alpha-tocopherol. Give it what it needs, and it'll handle the rest of it. They looked at stroke, the Framingham study, the most sophisticated epidemiologic study ever done. It started after the war in Framingham, Massachusetts. They looked at 1,000 patients, and they monitored them for stroke. And they looked at their diet in terms of how many fruits and vegetables were ingested per day. And they found direct correlation between 3 servings of fruits and vegetables per day and a 22% reduction in the incidence of stroke. 6 servings per day, 44%. 9 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, 66% fewer strokes. Macular degeneration. My mother had macular degeneration. If you try to read a newspaper and you have macular degeneration, you can't see it. You see that there's a paper. You have peripheral vision, but can't see right in front of you. ophthalmologists for years have prescribed vitamins A, C, and E to treat and prevent macular degeneration, knowing the antioxidant capabilities. So the Massachusetts Eye and Ear Hospital, the most sophisticated, well-known hospital for ophthalmology in the world, centered a study involving 20 facilities, said, let's look at people with macular degeneration, and let's look at their diets. Vitamins A, C, and E did not prevent macular degeneration. A half a cup of spinach once a week reduced the incidence of macular degeneration and blindness by 33%. Why? What's the antioxidant of the retina? It's lutein zeaxanthin. There's no beta-carotene there. There's no alpha-tocopherol there. It's the lutein zeaxanthin that has to be there. And that's what you get from green leafy vegetables. Half a cup of spinach once a week reduces the incidence of blindness by 33%. And that's what our nutrition is all about. If you burn a pile of wood, you get smoke. Do you think the oxidation that occurs in your body doesn't generate smoke of some sort? You've got to neutralize that smoke. And that's what your antioxidants do. That's what gives you the protection. Dr. Bruce Ames talks about oxidation. 10,000 oxidative hits per day per cell. I take care of patients with AIDS, and we count the number of T cells that are there. And every day, your body makes 1 billion T cells. That's one cell. You've got bone cells, heart cells, lung cells, red cells. You've got all kinds of cells. But we're talking about one T cell. 1 billion copies are generated every day. Now, every one of those takes 10,000 oxidative hits per day. You've got to have some antioxidants there to fight that kind of oxidation. And they've got to be there on a regular basis. Now, the oxidation that occurs is happening in your skin. The elastic fibers begin to break down, and you get wrinkles. If it happens in a joint, it's pockmarking the cartilage, and you're getting arthritis. And every one of us who are physicians and put patients on Juice Plus, first thing they say is, my tendonitis is better, my joints feel better, my bursitis. Those chronic inflammatory things respond the best to Juice Plus because that's where their wear and tear has been happening all the time. Now, if you take that oxidation and you get it circulating in your blood, you've got little clots forming in the blood vessels, and that's what generates hardening of the arteries. More importantly, if it happens on a chromosome, you get a bent chromosome, and that generates a forbidden clone of cells, and if that forbidden clone of cells is not neutralized, you've got a cancer. We've got genes that are cancer genes. They're right in our chromosomal structure. If you get a chromosomal hit that either hits the suppressor of that gene or the activator of that gene, you've got a cancer. And that may be why some cancers run in families more than others, but it's also why you want to keep the oxidative stress to your chromosomes at an absolute minimum. And the best way to do that is with the proper balance of antioxidants. The levels of the antioxidants that we can measure that prevent disease are pretty substantial. I wish, as physicians, we could measure more, and I hope that managed care will catch on to this so that we can, on a regular basis, instead of doing a profile of the amount of damage that's going on, do a profile of alpha-tocopherol and beta-carotene, some of the lipid peroxides. A physician can show a patient, says, hey, you're in great shape, look at your levels, or look at here, you aren't even close to what you think you're doing. We don't have those tools yet, but we will have those tools, I predict, in the near future. But anyway, they looked at those levels, and they took Juice Plus, and Juice Plus increased the beta-carotene level by 511%, the alpha-tocopherol by 58%. The lutein zeaxanthin level was increased by 44%. The alpha-carotene by 118%, the lycopene level by 2,000%. If you've got a good level of lycopene in your skin, you'll have less sunburn and less sun damage than you will if you don't have the good levels of lycopene. They looked at 45,000 men, and they found that the higher the level of lycopene, the lower the incidence of cancer of the prostate. 45% reduction in the incidence of cancer of the prostate if the lycopene was normal. They looked at cancer of the uterus in women. They followed 15,000 women. They followed them for 15 years. And they measured total carotenoids. Remember, beta-carotene is only 11% of the total carotene in your blood. There's a lot of other carotenes. They looked at the carotene level in women, and they followed them and found that the higher the carotene level, the less the rate of cancer of the uterus. The data is overwhelming. Lipid peroxides. They measured the lipid peroxides in people who took Juice Plus, and the lipid peroxides in people taking Juice Plus were reduced overall 75%, and a third of the patients after 28 days had undetectable lipid peroxides circulating in their blood. If you've got lipid peroxides circulating through your system, that means the total antioxidant capacity of your blood has failed. It's too low, so you've oxidized your lipids and they're circulating around and they're hitting on your blood vessel walls. The total lipid peroxides were reduced to undetectable in a third of the patients taking Juice Plus for 28 days. Everybody knows that as people get older, their immune system begins to weaken. Aging is oxidation, oxidation is aging. They're the same process. In the April issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, there was an article about Alzheimer's disease. And they said, Alzheimer's disease is caused by oxidative stress, which leads to free radical accumulation, which leads to lipid peroxidation of the neurons. Now, we have shown that Juice Plus puts in good levels of antioxidants and decreases oxidative stress and decreases free radical accumulation and decreases lipid peroxidation, which is, in fact, the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease.
Taking Coumadin, then he'll measure your prothrombin time.
Well, guys, I'm afraid I'm going to have to end it there, but I hope you got the gist of what was being said, and we're going to have to pick it up at another time. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining in tonight to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station.